Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
With so much to talk about,
an armed society,
there's a lot that fires you up.
It's a polite society.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Another beautiful day. Enjoy. And good morning. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Veterans Day, the 11th day of the 11th month. And we're here with you live. And probably if we're here live, there might be something bugging you. And that's what we're going to do right now. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. First off, I want to give a huge shout out to all those who have served and are still serving our great country. God bless all you veterans out there. And what's bugging me this morning is we need to feel sorry for Kamala that you're seeing all over. It's like, look, we had to tolerate 4 years of Joe Biden. That there's nobody could have ever done that, but we did it. So quit your crying. Put your tissues up. I mean, all she did for the people was get drunk and wave at them. I mean, and they're making it sound like she's changed the world by running. It's aggravating me, but I'll get over it.
One of the main things she did that's very irritating is she completely lied through her face about the condition of Joe Biden. And,
oh, yeah.
And the purpose of that really went on to not serve her well. She should have been honest.
And when questioned on it, she just hop, skipped, and jumped around it.
Because if she was honest about it, maybe they would have had him step down. She would have became the president, and she would have went from there. But, if she's never in political life again, I don't have to mention her name. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
And not hear that cackle.
Yes. Let's go to Sherry. Let's go to Mary. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the fact that our representatives are not fighting for our Second Amendment to be wholly restored. It has been infringed. This is one of the things that we have fought for in our wars to defend ourselves. It's a defense against a tyrannical government, and I don't like being sold on this thing called the Birna. I have no intention of buying one of those things. If you fire that in close quarters, you're going to feel the effects of the tear gas or whatever it is, too.
Yeah, I mean, on a positive note, when we spoke to Governor DeSantis, I kind of threw it in there. I go, tell you the truth, I'd rather have open carry than weed. And he said, well, you just might get that in next session. That's about the most positive that I've heard on that particular subject. So, yeah, 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. First, I want to give a shout-out to all the vets out there. I hope you all have a wonderful Veterans Day. Enjoy this beautiful day. And secondly, I want to say that I watched Jonathan Carl on This Week yesterday, and just another anecdotal story, little anecdotal point about how the legacy media is not a news. They are propaganda for the Democrat machine. And this is how Jonathan Carl opened his monologue yesterday. He said, democracy worked even if the outcome is a threat to democracy. That's how he opened his monologue talking about the election outcome. You know, they're not a news channel. They're a propaganda machine for the communists and the Marxists. But what's not bugging me is I saw them painting over the mural of Kamala out in San Francisco, and they were painting her over with in doo-doo brown.
Sorry. You made me choke. Oh, good stuff. Let's go to good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Well, to follow up with Nostradamus, I have to agree. I watch the Sunday shows, and it's just the turn that they've made. You know, last week Trump was Hitler. He was a threat to democracy. Now they are saying democracy works. So which is it? I mean, they've lied about Joe Biden. They lied about the 81 million votes. They lied about literally everything. I remember at the beginning of the 4 years, white supremacists, Trump supporters, Christians, homeschoolers, we're all going to end democracy. Now it's not. So these people are lost their credibility, and they just need to go away.
Yep. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Well, first of all, all the members, everybody who served, you shout out. But there is one group. On Friday, CNN at the lead was talking about the generals holding informal discussions about what to do if Trump breaks the law. That really scares me because, boy, that's one step away from what you might call a coup. Thanks, guys.
That is very close. Very close to that. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Dan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning. June 9th, 2022, Rick Scott signed gun control legislation, which included the red flag law, which is basically guilty until proven innocent. So I'm not a fan. I don't think he should get the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, it seems like there is a fairly concerted effort along that particular line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that, not to say it's not large, but is that the only thing? And are there candidates that definitely we could trust to not go down that path? Mercedes, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Great show, guys. What's troubling me is the FEMA employee that's skipping Trump household. I think their pension should be taken away. They should be fired and their pension, all these government bureaucrats with their pensions, it needs to start be hurting them where it's in their pocket, like everything hurts us.
Yeah, really. I totally agree with that. Gail, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is people get on the air and they say we need immigrants because they have babies and we aren't producing that many babies. We are producing the babies. The women just kill their babies.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, the birth rate is down for that and other various reasons. Yeah, for sure. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I don't know if you remember Dean Phillips. He was the congressman who ran against Biden in the primaries, and they kept him off all the ballots. But he was on with Shannon Bream this week talking about how not just the Democrat Party, but both parties need to really take a look at themselves here because both parties are the same. I guess he missed this election and how many counties and districts moved to the right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are stories to tell over and over again in every part of the country when you start to extrapolate the numbers. It paints a terrible picture for the Democrats, and you know what? Deservedly so. Thanks so much for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, good charitable event, 8:05. We'll have Chief Ed Book, Chief Police of the Santa Fe College Law Enforcement there. He's going to join us. That'll be at about 8:05. All right. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. 97.3 The Sky.
97.3, The Sky.
What does Veterans Day mean to me?
A day for me to reflect on what others have sacrificed.
It's a time to celebrate our freedom because of the veterans.
Freedom isn't free.
There are some people in this country who take extraordinary steps to provide freedom and security.
This Veterans Day.
Sacrifice, love for their country, just unselfishness.
The Sky says thank you.
Be grateful for their service.
They're the people who fought for us.
We need to honor them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.